I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So funny, not a lot of ladies calling in for this topic. A lot of guys are noticing that their ladies did marry their dad. We discovered that Sienna pretty much married her dad because her husband, Ivan, great guy, and so is her dad. So she married the type of guy that I'm sure that her dad wanted her to, because it's him. I don't think girls are calling because they don't want to admit it.
Well, you should. I think it's enduring quality. The way you phrased it, that's why I wouldn't call, but yes.
Exactly.
Do you have a problem, Sienna, saying I married my dad?
Yeah, it sounds weird, especially out of context for anyone who hears that.
So we should have said, or I should have said, I married someone similar to my dad.
Yeah, someone like my dad, similar.
Where's the fun in that, though?
Exactly, yeah.
Sienna married Theo Bobby. Wow. We finally have someone here. She is going to be brave enough to talk about how she feels like she married her dad. Or married someone who's similar to her dad.
Okay.
For Sienna's sake. All right. Stephanie and Chandler, what's your story, hon?
So I got two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, after a day of work, my husband comes home, cracks two beers, no matter what, that's how he like gets home and relaxes. But my dad has always done the same exact thing.
Now, was that by coincidence, or did your dad teach him how to do that?
No, they're both just that way.
Oh, okay, got it.
But worse than that is they're both hoarders. They both refuse to get rid of things, like secret rooms just full of stuff. And it drives me insane.
Well, what do they hoard the most of?
I'm a little OCD, so my husband gets a room, but he also has an entire huge outdoor greenhouse full of stuff and multiple storage units. And he even, like, hoards vehicles. Like, it's wild.
So your dad's like, oh, you picked a good one there. I like him.
That's how they bond?
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's something about him that I like. Yeah, it's you, Dad. He's you.
Honestly, I don't think he sees anything wrong with it, but he's the same way. You go to my dad's, there's papers everywhere, there's stuff. He'll start screaming, he can't find something. Like,
when did you realize that you actually married your dad?
So my husband and I met, and we were engaged within 2 weeks and married within 3. So I was not aware of a lot of things.
Yeah, like what his last name was.
Why did you do that?
Listen, true story. I met him at the place to get the marriage license, and I asked for his middle name, which he had 2, and I spelled it wrong. And the lady, when he showed up, the lady at the window was like, you really should know that at this point.
Yeah. Wow, you jumped into that very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 8 years. It's worked out.
Oh, nice. Oh,
good.
I can relate to the hoarding stuff because I think the older generations did do that, because my mom's getting ready to move to where she's retiring, and my grandma and my great-grandma and my mom, they have all these photo albums and things from when everyone was in school, and they could just never get rid of it. They always just have it in boxes. So I'm assuming your dad probably has boxes of everything.
Yeah, he's that guy that you'd go in, you need some cheese for your pasta sauce, and it's like expired 20 years ago.
Oh,
and refuses
God.
To throw it away.
All right.
He's that guy.
I'll apologize on behalf of the Caucasian community on that one.
Well, how do you know they're Caucasian? Wait, are you guys Caucasian?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little crazy, but I will say I kind of hoard things in the way that if I want to throw out clothes, I'll be like, oh no, but this is like my first day of radio, so I don't want to throw this out. Or if I'm wearing this, I'm like, oh, this is the first club we hosted. So I don't know if you guys are like that, but that's how I convince myself to keep my stuff. So I'm a little bit of a hoarder.
I don't remember what I wore yesterday. So that's
really?
Crazy.
But... Oh, I literally am so attached to my clothes like that.
That's a little creepy. But... Okay, I digress. With all due respect.
All right, well, you're on the board, love. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
We got you. All right, let's get to it, man. Appreciate all the calls from mainly guys, all you girls. If you don't want to admit it, you got daddy issues.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.